Well, good morning. It's 7:47. Brack Hunter.
Good morning.
Feeling good. Feeling good.
Feeling fantastic. Hey, don't forget to. God, there's been a weird little beep, like
what
thing.
Is that?
I don't know what it is. Something's got to be on your end, right? Told you it's the aliens, man. It's the aliens or the AI, whatever's happening. But don't forget, find us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. We are broadcasting live on all those platforms. Come and join us. Get in on the conversation. Have a little fun with us here. We're going to be on for the next 15 minutes or so, plus or minus. But with that said, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Sports 44. Try Sports 44 first for sporting gear, shoes, clothes, school spirit wear, equipment, and more. Located at 2605 South Cleveland Avenue in St. Joe. Sports 44, sporting goods for all four seasons. Your topic for today, what occupies your mind the most when trying to fall asleep, all right? You're sitting there, you're all curled up in bed, okay? You're trying to fall asleep, but your mind won't shut off.
I had a fine example earlier. I was thinking about what thick or thin meant.
I think
about stupid things before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Do you ever almost fall asleep, but then you, like, wake up because your phone dings or something, and you're like, what was I just thinking about before I went to bed? It's weird, and I'm always thinking about the weirdest things that puts me to sleep.
There's been times where, yes, like I almost have to like get up and either write it down or whatever I'm doing because it's in my brain and I don't want to forget it. You know what
For
I mean?
For me, it's not even I'm thinking about something. It's like I'm already dreaming. I'm in a scenario of some sort. You know, I'm there talking to somebody, and then boom, oh, I wake up, and I'm like, whoa, where was I?
Yeah.
I was just somewhere. It bothers me. It's like when you can't remember dreams.
Yeah.
Drives me up the wall.
Something big. Or you remember it, but you're like, wait, did that happen? I can't remember. Yeah. Yeah.
But typically right before I fall asleep, I'm not thinking about anything in particular. It's the most random thoughts.
My mind's always racing on stuff. Like, it's always like, okay, you got to do this. It's a lot of work stuff. It's like, okay, like I got this going on tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I got to do this. Which sucks. That's like the last thing you want to think. You worked all day. Well. You and I worked part of the day.
Let's be honest.
And then you just, before, when you're supposed to be the coziest and most relaxed, what's on your mind? What you have to do the next day? That's all, like, okay, wait, I got this, or I don't want to forget about this.
Or it's oh, man, I know there's something I got to do. What is it?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? I'll always ask her, what is it? We got something to do tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
She's
like, I've told you seven times. That's what Kiki always tells me. She's like, I've told you like seven times what we're doing. I know, but I wasn't listening. Just tell me again.
She's like, I'm responsible for myself, not you.
Yeah, yeah. You know? You toddler. Yeah. No. Our wives should know they're responsible for us, too. Yeah, it's just little stuff like that. That and death. I think about death a lot before I go to sleep. Yeah, I don't know
why.
It's
not good.
I don't know why. I'm always just like.
You scared of death?
Oh, terrified. Like, that's the scariest thing for me. Like, I'm terrified of it. And that's why it fills my mind. Like, there's lots of nights, like, what if this is it? What if I don't wake up?
Here's the thing. It's going to happen.
I know. What? No, not
it's
if technology.
It's coming.
Not if technology.
Closer to it.
Not if technology gets far enough advanced and I can upload my subconscious.
That,
I'm definitely doing it.
Such a far reach.
I'm doing that. I'm going to make it. I'm going to be the bionic man. All right. I'm going to live
forever. It's going to be invented the day you die.
Oh, you're a real jerk. See, now I'm going to think about that. Now I'm going to think about that when I'm going to sleep tonight. Hunter's right. You know what?
Amazing breakthrough.
The key to everlasting life is going to happen right after Brock dies. Thanks,
right.
You jerk.
And we're going to unveil it at Brock's visitation.
You're a real piece of trash. You know what? No one's invited.
Damn
no one's
it.
Invited.
You know,
you better dig up my body and put whatever you need to in there to bring me back alive.
Oh, sorry, you're already dead.
I'll Frankenstein that stuff, man. Come on now. We got an answer. Zarkathia said Bills is always on his mind. Oh, that sucks. Yeah. That's a big one, you know, for people. Bills and, you know, money you owe.
Don't want to be sweating anything going to bed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really typically think about bills too much. You know what I used to think about a lot? Shut up.
You need to pay your bills.
Just don't pay them.
I just don't pay them. F it.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, you don't have to worry about them if you don't pay them.
Don't worry about them. You know, don't answer the door. Don't pay your bills. Everything's fine.
We're fine.
You know what I used to think about
before
going to bed in my younger years? Like tests the next day.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one.
I hated that.
Yep.
A test that I knew I didn't study enough for.
Oh, for sure. Which was every
just
test.
Just sweating so, that. Yeah. Oh.
Yep. thinking about how you can get out of it and just hopefully get like one more day or maybe like after the weekend.
If I fake sick tomorrow, I can skip the English test.
Here's the problem, though. Even if you do that, you still don't study enough.
You still don't study.
Yeah. You think you'd learn. You just put off the horrible score you were going to get anyway.
So. I remember laying in bed in school, you know, during the school years, thinking, I can't wait to graduate. Yeah. Can't wait till this is over with. And now I lay in bed thinking, man, I wish I could go back.
Yeah. As you're again, because you know why? You're going to die. And that's all we can do now at this point.
You didn't think about the whole death thing growing up.
Yeah. And now it's like, well, I'm just waiting to die. That's it. Trying to fill the time before I kick the bucket. Wonderful.
This sucks.
But this is more of a downer topic than I thought.
Hey, you brought it up.
We got some answers on Facebook here. What's something that occupies your mind most when trying to fall asleep? Dawn had a good answer. She said, it's usually an awful song that gets stuck in my head. I like that. That's good. You know what, for me, and actually I can say that now because with all of the times I've heard Wheels on the Bus or Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes, those are just a constant, just rotating player in my head.
Has this ever happened to you? You're laying there and you're humming that song in your head and you're like, God, why can't I get it out of my head? And then she starts humming it. Like, wow, where did we hear that? Why are you humming that?
Yeah.
Was that on the radio like a couple hours ago? And
it's that Sky Rizzy tune.
Oh, months. That'll stick in your head for months.
You know what's the new one that's been getting me?
It's my life.
Now the new one is chicken. We got the chicken. Yeah. The new Burger King one that's just driving me nuts. Chicken, BK. Have it your way. You know, if I had it my way, I wouldn't have this effing song stuck in my head. That's another.
Seriously, though.
Yeah. Chicken.
It's in your head for the rest of your life.
Yep. It's going to be my last words. Chicken.
I wonder if there's a song that's been in somebody's head like their entire life.
It's got to be.
Since 1975.
They heard it once and they can't get the tune out of their
person
head.
Person just got bright white hair.
What sucks? It's the ones that, I mean, not saying like they're bad songs, but it's like really catchy for me. Some video came up and it was, do you remember the 21st of September? And I've been singing it like all morning in my head. And I'm just like, do you remember? We got some more answers on Facebook. I like Jen's answer. She said all the things I could have and should have said during arguments. Damn it. How can I say that? Or maybe some interaction during the day where you wish you would have said something or it would have went different. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know that's not good. It means you're just trying to think of how I could have one up the other person.
Well, it's almost worse when it's someone you don't know because you're never going to see that person again. It's not like, you know, someone who cut you off and gave you the finger on the road, you know, and you got to. No, you're never going to see that person again. But what do you think in your mind? God, I wish I would have just slammed into the back of their car, shoved them off a bridge embankment.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Let's see. Matt said stuff I have to do the next day. That's a pretty big answer. Work stuff. Corey said, why did I do that much blow?
Sit there gritting your teeth.
Oh, damn it. I did it again.
Why?
Caleb had a good answer. Something that occupies his mind when he's trying to go to sleep. Embarrassing things I did when I was younger. Why does that bother us so much? No one else remembers it, right? Mm-hmm. But here we are just sitting there looking up at the ceiling going, you remember that time in sixth grade? Damn it.
Do you reminisce on bad times like that?
I mean, it creeps up, you know, like things that'll remind me of stuff. I'm like, oh, God, I remember that. Even in my adult age, like the times where I'm like, oh, that was cringy. You know what I mean? Like, I think about that. Mm-hmm. I think about that.
It's like reliving your old sports days.
Yeah.
You still have some buddies that are just, man, hey, we're 37, man. No, it was a long time ago. 20 years ago.
Scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game.
Hey, Mr. Bundy, let it go.
Polkai.
Let it go.
Polkai's single scoring in a game record holder right there. Yep.
I mean, that's where you peak. That was it. Let it go.
I think of more embarrassing things than good things. You know, it's not like I'm reminiscing about, you know, scoring the winning touchdown and getting a hand jibber from my girlfriend in the back of my car. I mean, every once in a while.
Smiling every time he goes to bed. He's a big smile on his face.
We'll end with Marcus's answer. What occupies his mind the most when he's trying to go to sleep? He said Pornhub. That will get you to sleep, you pervert.
Oh, yeah. Immediately, after.
Sleep with just sawing logs. Were you on Pornhub again? Yes, I was. helps me sleep, honey.
Deep sleep.
Deep sleep. God, you slept for 12 hours. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. That was an interesting topic. I don't know if I feel any better about now when I go to bed now, but we'll figure it out. I think that's why we all look at our phones. That's what it is. It shuts off the mind.
That's what puts me to sleep.
You know, honestly, and there's times where I can't go to sleep, and I hate to say this, I'll go to my phone just to maybe kind of
start scrolling.
Just to wipe my mind clean. You just kind of go into zombie mode, you know? Yeah.
Fell asleep scrolling before.
Falling asleep to videos of people crushing things with those hydraulic presses.
The hydraulic machines. I love those.
It puts you to sleep. After you watch like the 10th one, you just, because you know what? Your brain is just wiped clean.
What is that? What is the attractiveness about watching things just get crushed by a hydraulic press?
I don't know, but that one with the Skittles where it shot up through is crazy, man. I love it.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep.
Whoever thought of that idea? Brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant. It helps me go to sleep, man. Thank you for just making me zombie out and not think about anything, not think about death.
I bet that guy's wife was pissed right off. I'm going to buy this $10,000 press. Trust me. Trust me on this. We're going to get huge on YouTube.
Yeah. You just spend all your time doing videos, crashes, and now they're millionaires.
Millionaires.
Millionaires. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. Thank you so much for hanging out. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around. Brock.